Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk just gave a major update presentation on Starship, and I'll share some quick highlights and reflect on the significance of what was shared. All right, I'll go ahead and link to Elon Musk's full presentation in the video description below. So he starts out and he says, basically, why is SpaceX doing what they're doing? The first reason is a life insurance reason. Basically, if something happens on Earth, catastrophic, at least there's another planet that has life, that has human life on it. The second reason is an inspiration reason, and that is basically to make life exciting. He says that we need 1 million tons to go to Mars in order to have a self-sustaining city on Mars, and that's the goal. And Starship is the vehicle that is capable of making that happen. All right, here's a picture of Starship. It's basically 164 feet tall. Then you have the Super Heavy booster, which is the bottom part of the rocket. This is 230 feet tall, propellant capacity of 3,400 tons. Then you have 33 Raptor engines that will go on the Super Heavy booster here. And then you have a picture of the Raptor engine firing. And then you have the planned orbital refueling that SpaceX is planning to do in orbit. Next, you have upcoming missions. So they have a NASA human flight mission to the moon in the next few years. They also have a Dear Moon mission that goes around the moon. Now, these are a few pictures of an animation that was showed in the presentation. Here is an animation of Starship launch. Next is, here is the booster and the Starship separation in orbit. Next, you have the Super Heavy booster that lands back at the landing tower, which is basically getting caught between two arms. And then next is you have an animation of the Starship orbital refueling. Finally, we have Starship approaching the planet Mars. Then you have Starship landing on the planet Mars. Next is you have humans, people actually coming out of Starship and seeing a city on Mars. And here's SpaceX's animation of what a city on Mars could look like. All right, there were a few other updates shared. First, Elon thinks that FAA approval might come in March to launch at Starbase. And the backup plan is, if that doesn't happen, they might go to Cape Canaveral, but that would delay things about 6 to 8 months as they would need to make a new launch tower. Now, here's a timeline they're expecting. By the end of the year, they're expecting and hoping to be able to produce one Starship and one booster per month. And then within the next 2 years, they hope to test and to be successful with orbital refueling. And then in the next 2 or 3 years, they think the cost of launch could be as little as $10 million. And finally, they are thinking that there's potential to do long distance flights on Earth, from one point on Earth to another point with Starship. Here are some different locations that SpaceX is looking at. So Starbase is going to be their main R&D testing site for Starship. Cape Canaveral will be their main operational site. And then they'll have a bunch of floating spaceports in the ocean, probably 20 or 30 miles offshore. And one interesting tidbit in the presentation, Elon says he spends the most mental cycles on Raptor 2, the engine, and Tesla full self-driving. So yeah, these are kind of the most important things he's focusing on. All right, so what's going on here, and what does all of this mean? First, I think what Elon is doing with SpaceX probably ranks as one of the most ambitious projects ever. Many people have written books and have dreamt of spaceships taking people to other planets, but SpaceX is taking it to another level. They are actually trying to make it happen in real life. And Starship represents the key breakthrough needed. If Starship can be fully and rapidly reusable and achieve the long-term cost goals that Elon is targeting, then the door to Mars becomes wide open. Now, all of this won't happen overnight, but we might see actually construction of a city on Mars in our lifetime, and the significance of this can't be overstated. Not only will this literally change our worldview, but it also will usher in a flood of new technologies and innovations that can be used in a myriad of ways on Earth as well. Even already, Starlink is a result of SpaceX's advancements in space, and Starlink is on course to delivering satellite internet to basically everywhere in the world. But that is just the beginning. Starship will radically change what it costs to send satellites and cargo to space, and it will open up completely new ways to use and explore space. Who knows, it could start a huge space race between nations as well, as they understand what's at stake. The ramifications are going to be huge. Now, I think there are naturally two reactions when hearing about something so crazy like what SpaceX is trying to do with Starship. For some, they become huge fans and believers of what's going on. And we're already seeing that with a growing SpaceX fan base in recent years. However, I think the larger and more typical response is that of reservation and disbelief. It's like, I'll believe it when I see it approach. And I think it's because it's really hard for most people to believe something that has never been done before. There just isn't any precedent for setting up a new city on Mars. It sounds like something straight out of a science fiction book. And I think that is part of the remarkable story that is unfolding before us. Most aren't going to believe it. For most, it's just too impractical, too ideal, something too far in the future. But even in the midst of the indifference, you've got a dedicated and focused crew at SpaceX who are convinced that this mission can be accomplished. And that is how great things are done. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.